This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, should Posse Comitatus be changed? But first, we are following Hurricane Rita and the effects and after effects this morning. NPR's John McChesney is in Houston. John, thanks for being with us. Is it still raining?
Scott, it's not raining where I am. There are rain bands that come through periodically, but we've been largely spared here, and there are very light winds outside my hotel window here. Houston, duck the bullet, as they say down here.
Yeah. What about areas immediately surrounding Houston? Galveston, obviously, and it seems to be Port Arthur has gotten the brunt of a lot today.
Galveston got hit pretty hard, but the reports from down there say that there was, you know, fairly light damage. There was a fire there last night, but compared to what could have happened in Galveston, it was fairly light. In Houston itself, there are widespread power outages, and that's causing problems with traffic signals, although from my hotel window, there's only one car been visible in the last 15 minutes. The city is largely deserted. But city officials have been on the air here saying they were not encouraging all those Houston evacuees to come back right now because there's no gas. Mm-hmm. The power outages are fairly widespread in the city, so the traffic signals are messed up. The grocery stores are closed. So they're saying, sit tight for a while. Don't come back into the city yet.
Well, that raises the question because a million and more people got out of the area. And that process was exhausting and demanding, obviously successful and even impressive, but at the same time, a lot of people went through a lot of, I don't think misery is too strong a word to use in just getting out of the city. They must be eager to get back and check to see what kind of damage is there and to pick up their lives. Any kind of indication of when the city might begin to entertain the prospect of them doing it?
They are not saying yet. They're going to have another briefing at noon our time to talk about that. I think they're anticipating considerable misery getting back in, although the heat may not be as high as it was when people were trying to get out of here in 100-degree heat and having no water and no place to go to the bathroom and all of the misery that accompanied
John?
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I beg your pardon to interrupt you, but we want to leave you. Thanks for being with us from Houston.